Mudabnabaisai, lessons from the lave. Shouldn't be said that loud because this is the Tisha B'Av edition. I don't know if I've ever done a Tisha B'Av edition, but I got the call in last night. Last night I got the call from Rav Natan, and he said we couldn't find anyone to give shir Thursday night, so we have nobody else to ask. Rav Vixen's not here. Can you just do it? So I have a non-prepared lessons from the lave, as well as Amir Tzashem, the shir that we will give. I would like to dedicate the shir and lessons from the lave today. Lezecha Nishmas, firstly, Ahava Muna Lang. She was someone from my community in Eretz Yisrael who was sick for many years and really showed the words Ahava and Amuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam after being sick and getting cancer, getting it again. She had a tremendous amount of Amuna. My wife knew her. She wrote beautiful blogs of Amuna and faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And unfortunately, her neshama had to be returned to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and she passed away today. As well, those of us who don't know this, you should be ashamed of yourself. I'm sorry to be so mean, but there was a soldier who was killed al Kiddush Hashem today in Eretz Yisrael, Devir Yehuda Sarek, Hashem Yikam Damo. He was actually a student learning in yeshiva, and he was killed right by Efrat. Right now, they really don't have a lot of information of what happened. He was buried a few hours ago. But they're not sure. He was stabbed to death. He was going to buy his Rebbe Svarim to Hakaras Hatov to him, and this is what happened. Very, very difficult and very raw for us when we see something like this happen on only a few days before Tisha B'Av. We understand that we're still in Galus, and we need how important it is that we need Mashiach. So just a short idea to prepare us for Tisha B'Av, that Amir Tashem will be, but will be L'Sasun L'Simcha, as the Nabi Zechariah tells us. I had this chus last night for the first time in my life of hearing live, I've heard many, many, many times, Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson, one of the renowned speakers of the world, and he's very witty and a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Probably the biggest shock to me is the amount of times he quoted Rav Soloveitchik, as well as Rabbi Lamb. One message that really came forward is something, of course, we should be thinking about. I hope you're thinking about this time of the year. We will focus a bit before Kinos on the purpose of Kinos. But here, we all know that we are told that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Mishum Sinas Chinam. And it is something that hopefully we focused on over the last number of days, because it is something that is heart-wrenching. It is heart-wrenching to know that we can't get along with each other, we as Jews. And he said it in a joking way. He really puts me to shame when it comes to humor, because he knows how to say it appropriately, and he doesn't say red flag jokes. And he said the following thing. He said that he was on a symposium in one of the southern states, and it was on anti-Semitism. And there were some weird questions there. And some guy got up and he said, what's the difference, ready for this, between an anti-Semite and a Jew? And he's waiting for the punchline. And he says, both of them hate Jews. He says, what do you mean? He says, the anti-Semite hates Jews, but Jews also hate Jews. The haraya, I don't fly El Al, right? So there's something to that. So he wanted to give his lumdus answer. Listen to this, and this is important. This has a point. I'm not just saying this. He said that the anti-Semite, what he called the normal anti-Semite, meaning the anti-Semite who's straight out there and tells it like it is, and the normal anti-Semite, what we can call maybe the normal person in the world, who's really anti-Semitic, he'll go to them and say, what do you think of the Jews? Right, a good southern guy, what will he say? They're vermin. Jews are disgusting. I can't stand Jews. We should destroy the Jewish nation. He says, well, if that's really true, let me ask you something. Who's your doctor? Doctor? Ooh, Dr. Klein. Whoa, he's one of the top cardiologists. He's my greatest doctor. But he's Jewish. Yeah, but he's a good guy. Who's your lawyer? Oh, my lawyer is Cohen. Yeah, he's a Jewish guy too, but nobody practices law like Cohen. He's amazing. Who's your accountant? Oh, my accountant is Goldberg. He's also a Jew, but he's a special guy. Wouldn't steal from a dime from you. Saves me so much money. He says, okay, I'll try this one. Who do you get your haircut by? My haircut is Finkelman. Finkelman, what a haircut. This guy, he knows how to give a haircut. What a sweet, nice guy. If I hadn't have a penny, he still would give me a haircut. Interesting. Now you take the Jew, and you go to a Jew and you say, what do you think of the Jewish nation? Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. There's nobody like the Jewish people. Atu echad v'shimcha echad. We believe in the Rabbanu Shalom, but we are echad. Ki yishachad v'lev echad. We're a united nation. He says, really? What do you think about your brother-in-law? My brother-in-law is vermin. He's disgusting. Nobody should be like my, not my brother-in-law. I love all my brother-in-laws. Nu, what do you think about my doctor? He's a ganof. I'll tell you, ganof. He told me I had a this. What do you think? Oh, my lawyer, he's a Jew. Ah! You hear the difference? The difference is, as a nation, we all believe we're ki'ish echad v'lev echad, unless we start talking about individuals. And then, oh, the Lashon Hara comes out. I can't tell you how many times this week, I promise you, I heard the words, Nu, I'm not going to say anything, it's in 9 days. Right? And then I heard it. I'm not going to tell you. Right? But mostly it was with people I was talking to who were in camp this week. Tell me about all the hack in camp. I can't tell you what happened this week in camp with a certain gator. Oh, I can't tell you. So what's the problem? What are we missing? I want to tell you a story. And I think this story summarizes who we have to be. This is actually a story from Rabbi J.J. Schachter. Rabbi J.J. Schachter tells the following story. There's a guy, I believe his name is Ari Eldad. He's a famous tour guide in Israel. And he takes a group of high school kids that are graduating. I'll be very honest with you. I don't know. They're religious, not religious. We'll see in a moment. Doesn't really care for the story. And what he does is he takes them on these special trips because it's before they're going to go into the army. And that's a pretty scary thing. And he gives them, speaks to them. Goes on a tour, goes here, there, and the tour always ends with Har Herzl. Those of you that have been to Har Herzl, very moving place. And as you know, in Har Herzl, besides the quote-unquote more famous people who died on Kiddush Hashem, there is sections. There's a 1948 section, there's a 67, 52, right? All the different, the Yom Kippur War, of course, the 1982 Lebanon War, v'chula v'chula. So the 1948 war, he goes and he shows the section, and he shows a specific matzeva, a grave. And the grave says on it, Plony. Plony died, Al Kiddush Hashem, on this and this date. So all of us that know, what does Plony mean in English? Right, the tomb of the unknown. Plony Almoni, of course, famous from Rus. So they said, who's Plony? He says a horrible story, sad story. The Holocaust is over. This Plony guy escapes the Holocaust and gets on one of the first boats that are coming to Eretz Yisrael, and the British are letting them in. He gets in. The moment he gets off the boat, they're like, here, take a gun. You're in our army now. There's apparently a famous battle of Yerushalayim where a few dozen Rachmana Litzlan soldiers died. They all died. They're all buried. Of course, they know who everybody is except for this guy because he just got off the boat. They didn't even ask him what his name was. Now, it could be some of the soldiers knew his name, but they all just died. They had no idea who he was. They knew exactly when his yahrzeit was. They knew when he died, but they didn't know anything about him except he was a Jew who survived the Holocaust and came and fought for Medinas Yisrael. Says Ari Eldad, they were clearly moved by my story. And the story ends. Shkoliach. He gets a call about a year later. And he says, hey, Shalom Aleichem. Arye, it's me. He says, who are you? He says his name. He says, remember you gave us a tour? Because he gives a tour like every day to a high school student. He said, you showed us the tomb of Plony Almoni. You're not going to believe this. We found his family. He says, are you crazy? He says, no. Today's the yahrzeit. He's like, you're actually right. Today's the yahrzeit of Plony Almoni, this guy Plony. He says, we're there. We found the family. We want to go to say Kaddish by his grave. You got to come with us. He says, with all due respect, it's impossible. Even if you dug up the grave in the middle of the night while you were driving your gator there, you dug it up in the middle of the night And there still was a part of the body from 1948, over 70 years ago, quite in body. And there was. And you did DNA. What are you going to match it up to? To what? There's nobody else. It's impossible. We don't know anything about it. Just come. So he says, curiosity killed the cat. So he says, I'm going to go. And he goes, and he gets there. And guess who his family is? It's all the high school students together. They said, we are his family. We learned Mishnayot. We are going to say Kaddish by his thing. This is our family member now, Ploni. Mika Amcha Yisrael. Who would do that? Who is this guy? All of these students now finish Mishnayos for him? Who is he? Nobody knows the story. Nobody knows who he is. That's what separates us. That's who we are. That's the Hivdilonu Min HaToyim. And another story. This is a famous story. I heard the story from my friend. It's a very famous story. You could look it up because the history is long. I don't have time to tell the history of the story of Mendel Baylis. Baylis trials was very famous, not as many years ago as the ones that were in the early 1800s. He was accused of blood libel. The old story about the Christians who accused Jews of using blood of little Christian children in the matzahs. You've heard the story before. Go to Walmart, they'll tell you the story. So, he's being accused and he's on trial. And they had lawyers, probably Jewish lawyers, but geschmackte lawyers. And they're going on and they're not just talking about him. They want to show that of course it's possible that he killed, even though they have no evidence, because Jews hate Goyim. And they're going to prove it through verses in the Rambam, Gemara's Midrash, Rashi Tosfos, Rashba, v'chulu v'chulu. You get what I'm saying. And to be honest, the lawyer that Mendel had wasn't going to answer much. Because why? What is he going to answer? He doesn't know the Gemara's. Well, they called the chief rabbi at the time was somebody by the name of Rabbi Yaakov Maza. Yaakov Maza has a very famous grandson, or maybe great-grandson, you might have heard of him. His name doesn't go by Yaakov anymore because it didn't sound good. It goes by Jackie. Jackie Maza, stage name is Jackie Mason. And his grandfather, great-grandfather, gets up and they say, well, here's a Shiloh we have for you. I mean, they did the research, Rabbi Yisrael. The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Adam kiyamus ba'ohel. We have halacha that says that if somebody dies inside of an ohel and you're there, you have tumas ohel. We hold this way for kohanim. But certainly in the times of Beis Mikdashenu, says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that's only by a Jew. A goy dies in an ohel, there's no tuma, because zois toras ha'adam. Adam is only Jews. There are no, Adam is not called a non-Jew. Zuck the lawyer. No, what does he say? He fracked the kasha. Doesn't it show that what? Goyim are not Adam. They're not human beings. Therefore, if somebody's not a human being, you can kill them. I rest my case, Your Honor. Dun, dun. That's it. Show's over. Put the credits on. Yaakov Maza says, wait a second. I got a question for you. How is it possible that one Jew, is accused of killing children, Christian children, and he's not the one on trial? His potentially forefathers are on trial. Somebody by the name of Maimonides is on trial. Now, right on trial right now is somebody named Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and somebody else named Rashi. What do they have to do with this guy? I'll tell you what they have to do with the guy. They have to do very important with this guy. Because they're one family. They're one heart. And he says, let me tell you how the Gemara is interpreted. You see, in the Jewish language, we have something really cool. We have singular and plural. So, how do you say a woman in Hebrew? And how do you say women? Nashim. Table, shulchan. Tables, shulchanot. Mountains, har. Right? Many mountains, harim. Sefer, svarim, v'chilu, v'chilu. Okay, great.
Shkoyach, you just got a lesson, Olpan, you completed it, go to the army now. What's the plural of Adam? You have more than one Adam. What are they called? Anashim, no, that would be Ish. Adamot. The answer is, there's nothing. You're right, actually. Admas Kodesh. But the word Adam does not have any plural. He says, you know why? Because we don't pluralize the Jewish people. We're one nefesh, we're one guf. The reason why everybody's on trial, the Rambam and Rashi and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, is because we're one. And you know why, right now, nobody met this guy Mendel. But there are people in America saying Tehillim, and in South America, they're having a Mishnayos rally, and in Eretz Yisrael, they're in the Kotel. For what? They never met him before. He's an Adam, he's one person. And that is precisely, Rabbi Yisai, our big problem. We forget that we're one nation. And when do we know we're one nation? Oh, I know when. When something bad happens. When you kidnap three soldiers, oh, then we're going to start davening. Now all of a sudden we're one nation. And then we go to the coast, 100,000 people, whatever. Why? Why can't I remember that I'm one nation just like, right? Imagine you have this hand and you have this hand. This hand doesn't like this hand. It hits it. What are you, crazy? It's the same hand. I start beating myself up. What are you doing? You're the... So another person you do beat up? Tisha B'Av reminds us of that. We all are on the floor. We're all going to be together. We sit on the floor. We say, what am I doing? Why can't I get along with somebody else? And it happens to be a funny thing. On the day that we're not allowed to greet anybody else, it's the day we love to greet everyone. Right? Because we're not allowed to. We're not allowed to do something. You do it. All of a sudden, with the friendlies, hey, oh, sorry, no, I'll say that, huh? What's the point? The point is that we get it on that day. Why can't we get it all the time? Why can't we say Kaddish for the Plonies? Why do you have to wait till the Kaddish? Why can't we just give the person a hand and say, hey? That's something that we have to learn. That's what Sinas Chinam is. Chinam is nothing, right? But it's almost, it's priceless hatred. It just doesn't make any sense. We have to remind ourselves of that on Tisha B'Av. That's the tikkun we have to do, getting along with people. With that, Mir Tzashem, we should be zeicher to love every individual, which will bring Mashiach Tzidkeni, b'mehevri Amenu, Amen v'Amen.